Koinonia, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I appreciate every one of us. Thank you so much for the sacrifice. We're just coming in from a meeting now. And I believe that it was a great time of prayer. Not much. May please sit down. Please sit down. Thank you. Sit down. Praise the Lord. It's already 10 past 9, and it may not suffice to start a series today, but we're just coming from a meeting. But my prayer is that the sessions that we had praying, you see, let me explain something very briefly and then we'll pray. This place is a school. It's a spiritual platform where God is making something very definite out of our lives. And I want you to understand that this is not just some pretentious hearsay that God lifts. God is lifting people, changing people, wiping tears. And it's important for you to understand that not only is God doing this, he wants to also make you one that can do this. Are we together now? So all that we continue to do in this place is, number one, through the atmosphere of worship, expose you to very superior dimensions of God's presence. Moses said, "Do not let us depart from here if your presence will not go with us." The presence of God is important, and there is no price to be paid to host and retain his presence that becomes too much. Without the presence of God, you are just a talkative as a man of God. There's absolutely nothing to say. The presence of God. Number two, the revelation of the ways of God. Please, I will continue to drum this. The wonder in a man's life is predicated upon his knowing the ways of God. Hallelujah. The word of God will transform any ordinary person. Please look at me, inside, outside. The word of God. You may look slow while the word is being taught, but do not trivialize the power and the potentials of the word. The word of God will translate you. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3, through faith we understand. Verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It calls it the evidence of things not seen. And then verse 2 says, for by it, this faith, the elders obtained a good report. Verse 3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The worlds, the systems, framed by the word of God. Listen, you are not being taught cunningly devised fables. These are not opinions that you are hoping, let me try it and see if it works or not. Sooner or later, like a plant, you will get to a point where fruits will begin to come out. You see, a plant does not start bearing fruit from infancy, but it has potential to bear fruit. The only thing the plant needs is to remain in that atmosphere. It says, they that be planted in the house of God, that they shall flourish in the courts of our God, that even in old age they will be fat and they will be flourishing. There is almost no successful person in this ministry who came successful. I'm not aware of one, including myself. We are word made. We are mystery made. The word of God can make men. It can turn anybody into anything. So I'm saying this just to add value to our stay and our time, to cap up our time of prayer. We're to start a series. We'll leave that till after the miracle service. I know that people have come. There are so many people outside coming to receive from God. There is something we have that we can give. We have been saying this for a long time, and people have believed it is pride. But the nations one day will come and see. Micah chapter 4, please give it to us just to encourage you. The Bible says, it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of Koinonia shall be exalted in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow to it. Verse 2, it says, many nations. How many? Nations here doesn't just talk about countries alone. It also talks of people groups. Nations shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will what? Teach us his ways. It's a place of teaching. He will teach us his ways. And we will walk in his paths. For the Lord shall go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. I believe everything I teach. I know it works. It doesn't have to work before I believe it. I know it works. And let me tell you sincerely, and I submit to you with all humility, woe betides the man who ignores the truth of God's word. You will pay the price generationally, not individually. Because the days that come will not allow for experiment. You can boast that you know, but time will tell if you know. Hallelujah. Many years ago, I sang a song. Ask and I'll give the nations to you, oh Lord. That's the cry of my heart. Distant shores and the islands will see your light as it rises from us. This was the first song that we sang during the first crusade that we were going for. No money, no nothing. The entire ministry was one bus, 120-seater. And yet I sang this song. Distant shores and the islands will see your light as it rises on us. It says, arise, shine. Amplified says, arise from the depression and the prostration that circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new light. Why? For your light. Listen, you can hate a man, but you cannot hate light. My brothers and my sisters, wherever light is, the dominion is instant and permanent. There is nothing you can do with a people who have found light. The only way Satan can stop you is to stop light. But if that light gets to you, please laugh at your today, because tomorrow is by far better than today. For your light is come. Verse 2 says, for darkness shall cover the earth and dense darkness all the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, O Jerusalem, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Verse 3. Is my prophecy, is a revelation that I have received and I've indoctrinated myself with it. And Gentiles, Amplified says, nations shall come to your light, and kings. I don't know what is making you feel like a second class person. Let me tell you the truth. The only difference between men is the light they command. You are unbullyable when you have light. Based on what? You see, you will get to a point, my brothers and my sisters, where it will be a privilege for men to look at your face. I know it doesn't look like it now. The Bible says, now are we the sons of God. Just allow that illumination to continue to grow. There is a coordinated body of light. By the time the effulgence of God's power rests upon your life, you will join the world to stand in marvel like a trophy. God will lift you and say, world, come and see what I can make out of men who give me time and effulgence. Did the Bible not say we are his workmanship? It says created in Christ unto good works. I believe there is nobody on earth who I cannot meet. I believe there is nobody on earth who seeing me will be a disadvantage to him. The highest position on earth is to be a son of God. The second highest is to be a monarch. The third is to be a president of a nation. It's important that you know who you are. It's not for the sake of pride. Find a way of believing. Jeremiah chapter 1, please give us verse 9. Jeremiah chapter 1, another scripture that has gotten to me. We are going to pray. And the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Verse 10. This is a prophecy for Joshua Selman. He said, see, I have this day set you over nations and over kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build and to plant. When God tells you something, find a way of believing him. The way God will look at you and say, you may be a rejected stone, but walk with me. Walk with me. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my love, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my love, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you. You know you are running with God when you look slow. Very slow. When people are running in the flesh, you can be in one position for 3 years and people look at you and say, will you ever succeed? But don't you know that we fly when we wait? It's in your Bible that it is waiting is the system by which we mount up with wings as eagles. So you wait with him while you are learning his ways. The world is crawling and talking in their pride that they are moving fast. But God, when you wait upon him, we will run and not grow weary. We will stand and will not faint. For the Lord will go before us, and his joy will be our strength. Mounting up with wings as eagles, as the spirit's there to soar. We come into his presence as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Hey! For in his presence is fullness of joy. And our strength shall be restored as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Man of God, wait upon the Lord. Listen, don't let the deception of ministry push you to death. Wait. Oh, my soul, wait. Learn to wait. When you wait, you run. When you learn to run, or you run in the flesh, you will find out that you will grow old and never arrive. The strength of the flesh does not go very far. Wait while he's teaching you. Wait while he's mentoring you. He's showing you the way of growth. He's giving you a spiritual immunity. While that is happening, the world is going. They think they are moving forward. They don't know they are going like a wheel in one position, but with a lot of motion. It is when God brings you out, you will watch and see. When he's done with you, financially you are like the eagle. Spiritually you are balanced. Your mind is developed. Your influence is established. And then the Lord will lift you like a trophy and say, this is what I intended when I say, come and I will make you. I will make you. I will make you. Please don't ever allow the devil make you feel you are wasting your time. I say this to you. Wait upon the Lord. Learn his ways. While you are doing it, you may not have money. Forget about all of that. Don't let anybody tell you you don't have faith, because there is no money in your pocket. He does not give people money in their pocket. He puts it in their spirit. Is it not your head that is anointed with oil for your cup to run over? He does not give you anything in your cup. Your cup is proof of what is on your head. Listen, let me tell you this. We are going to pray. By 9:30, I will stop. I just wanted to exhort us. I was contemplating in my mind. I look at my life today. Please wait. Please wait. Please wait. The pride of men will rise and fall while you wait. The ignorance of men will continue to be amplified like a balloon till it bursts. But wait upon the Lord. Wait and let him give you substance. Substance, not shadows. Until the lion roars, everything that roars looks like a lion. Until you hear the sound of a real lion. I show you the way that will cause you to lay up gold as dust. This money thing you see people talk about and move around because of 1 million, 10 million is nonsense. Stay with God and let God show you this. You will lay up gold as dust. And what the money would have bought will still be given to you. These are not cunningly devised fables. Every man was created of the same material. If you walk with God and trust him, he will put something upon your life. He will put a real prophetic unction upon you so that you will stop saying I'm a prophet and you are ashamed of what you are saying, because your prophecy is complete rubbish. He will put something. The Bible says kings will entreat your favor. Kings. Kings. Can you be in a place of darkness and actually claim light is not important? What pride would that be? That you are in darkness. My Bible says, but the people that sat in darkness have seen a marvelous light. Let me tell you the truth. Everything you see in this ministry that is worth glorifying God for is only a shadow. Just be patient and watch the formation. Watch what God is doing. When you get into a boutique, there is something, there's a showroom outside that you just look at everything there. And if you are interested, they now take you in. Then you may climb upstairs and they will show you. There is a trophy God is still cleaning. That trophy is you. And he's meticulously making the dimensions coordinated. While that is happening, you may skip meals in the night because there is no food. And an ignorant person will say, where is your faith? While that is happening to you, storms may seem to rise. While that is happening to you, you may not even have money to pay for your auditorium as a man of God. See, stop being ashamed of your today. Stop it. Go through your pain with honor. Did you hear what I'm telling you? Please hear me. You are not the first to go through. There is no challenge you are going through that is new under the sun. But when you are in the company of ignorant people, they will make it look like the word is not working. Men are made in the furnace of affliction. Men are made, there is the threshing floor of Naboth. Oil is made by crushing the olive. Wine is made by crushing the grapes. God is making something out of you. I've told you that this version of you is not the version your future is looking for. Your future has been looking for you because the version there. This version is the sick version. Be patient. This version is the weak version. Be patient. This version is the ignorant version. Be patient. When it's done with you, no man is inviting you now, man of God. Hear me, please. Let me tell you. It doesn't mean you are not anointed. Don't kill yourself. Rest. Because the people to invite the version of you God is producing, they are not yet within your vicinity. Stay with God. Your business is failing and people make it look as if the whole world is on you. Please give yourself rest. Sickness is trying to eat up your body and people are looking at you. Where is your faith? Don't let ignorant people see. This is a school. In the secular environment, you pass by how many questions you did not fail. In life, you pass by how many questions you can honorably fail and go through. When life is giving you a scar, respect it. It is why a crown will be put on your head. Please, I'm encouraging you so that you don't allow this ugly thing that people bring around as though believers cannot be challenged, things cannot go wrong, and while you are in the process of training, you make it look like, no, if it means to cry, don't be ashamed. Let the tears come. Don't cover it. One of the most powerful places in the Bible is, and Jesus wept. Why will Jesus cry? And the Word wept, and light wept, and resurrection wept. You may be going through it now. Please listen to me. Dear powerful man of God and powerful prophet and apostle in the making, and pastor and teacher, yes, it's true you've not understood everything now. Yes, my dear sister, it is true that that prophetic grace is not yet speaking, but be patient with God. It is true that he called you to be a kingdom financier, and as it is now, you have not yet gotten it. Don't be patient. Your prayer life is not yet strong. Don't worry. When he is done with you, then you will see what you will become. Today you will teach and there is no revelation, there's no rhema. You are teaching and people are sleeping and saying, round up. Don't worry. Be patient. While you are standing, there is sickness. And you are quoting scripture, by his stripes I am healed. And the sickness refuses to go. And the world will usually look. You see, the world, when they see our scars, you have a scar too. And you are tempted to cover it. Leave it with honor. My brothers and my sisters, let them be witnesses of the scars. Because when God lifts you, they are the ones who will tell people, I know when this man was crying. I know when this sister was crying. You are a man of God now. Only 3 members. Only 4 members. Don't go and collect any charm or any power. Stay there. Pray like a fool. Fast like a fool. Study. Just stay. Tell your wife one day things will be all right. You are married. And you and your wife, it looks like there's no food to eat. It looks like there is nothing there. You are a young man. You are just gotten married and even you are embarrassed now. Be patient with God. My soul, wait thou upon the Lord. Only liars will tell you they were made from birth. Everybody goes through seasons. There are certain cups you don't pray them away. There is no amount of fasting that will take them away. You are given the grace to pass through them. Please hear what I'm telling you. We are going to pray. I apologize for taking a few minutes. But I just felt in my heart. We need to let believers know it is not unusual. Listen, on Friday's miracle service, I'm committed by the grace of God to seeing that you rise. But can I tell you something? Please, don't be ashamed of your scars. Carry the cross with pride to Golgotha, knowing that there is a coronation waiting for you. It is true that Jesus died, but he only died for 3 days. Don't be ashamed of death. If it means you cry, I know you don't have your house rent. Please don't act as if the whole world will hit you. Don't worry. You are still learning the principles of finances. I know as you are sitting here now, we will share the grace and you are going to go home and there's no food to eat. Let me tell you, stand with your cup of water with tears coming down from your eyes and say, I know that I will feed nations. The word of God still stands true. Let God be true and let every man a liar. I want to encourage you. My life is a testimony. When you pass through with God, the end is glory. Please don't be ashamed to cry. And let me tell you something, Koinonia. If you are part of this spiritual family, let me tell you, you'll bring a curse upon yourself if you laugh at anybody going through a furnace of affliction to growth. If you find out that this dear sister, she was bereaved or something, don't turn and say, ah, where is your faith? No. My sister, we are here. We are here. Everything will be all right. Be the shoulder for people. When someone is saying, did God really call me? No, I'm a witness, you are a prophet. Where is the prophecy in your future? Keep growing. Keep growing. Every day you are praying like a fool and nothing is coming. You stand and you watch men of God dispense the truth and you say, when will my turn come? And God says, be patient. There is an honor allocated for you already. Apostle, I've been trusting God for the fruit of the womb. What have I not done? I've sown a seed. I know it's painful. I cannot imagine what you are going through. But the only thing I can tell you is there is speed in waiting. Speed in waiting. Stay in the one room. Don't kill yourself trying to get a bungalow. You will give away houses. Conquer the pressure of proving that you are successful. Conquer it. If all you have is 1,000 naira, go to the market. My brothers and my sisters, hear me. Go and buy whatever you can afford. Wear it with honor and say, Lord, I thank you. If it's only one shoe you wear for 1 year, it takes a fool to laugh at you. Anybody that knows God knows that these things we see are temporal. Don't stand and watch somebody and go and put yourself under pressure. I must show that things are working. No. You don't have a car now. Be patient. While you are trekking home in the night, say, Lord, if they obey and serve me, witness my service, oh God. While I'm serving you, I'm trekking with honor. And the day God blesses you, he will be the one to shut the mouth of anyone who says, Lord, why are you going this far to bless them? Let me tell you the truth. The kind of anointed men and women that God is raising from this place, you will marvel and wonder. You are a man of God, but there is no platform for you to teach, to preach. Be patient. Every time you force God to give you a child, you will put yourself in trouble. You will give birth to Ishmael. Don't give birth to what will fight your promise. Be patient. Sarah will conceive. Be patient. If you are not patient, Hagar will give birth to Ishmael that will fight Isaac. When it's quarter to your glory, Satan will make you to give birth to what fights your promise. Let me tell you the truth. The path that looks cheap will cost you more when it fails. The path that looks hard is the cheapest that is around. Hold someone's hands. Let's encourage ourselves in prayer. Listen, we'll pray for 5 minutes. And the simple prayer you are going to pray for your brother or for your sister is, Lord, strengthen the hands that I'm holding. Let them know that you are still at work. I know you have been treating typhoid for 2 weeks, but don't let it bring shame to you. I know you lost the baby. Don't let it bring shame to you. I know the marriage you thought will work didn't seem to work, but God is still faithful. Be patient with him.
Please pray. Few minutes.
We will wait. I will wait. I will stay. I will wait. I will wait. I will wait.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One prayer point for yourself. Lord, the stamina to wait. The stamina to cry but wait. To be embarrassed but to wait. To be in shame and still wait. Pray. While men are laughing at you, keep moving. While men continue to mock you, keep moving. While you become the subject of their discussion, keep moving. While they continue to prophesy upon you, keep moving.
I will wait. I will wait. I will wait.
Lord, I defy the mocking. Let men say what they will say. Let men do what they will do. But in the name of Jesus, when I am tried as gold, I will be lifted like a trophy for the nations.
I will wait.
Lord, I'm not going anywhere if you are not moving.
I will wait.
I'm not saying anything if you are not speaking.
I will wait.
Listen. Let me tell you something. God always looks like he will not show up until he shows up. Let me repeat myself. God will always look like he will not show up until he shows up. I will never forget times in my life when I did everything I know to do. Knowing what I know today, I can still say I was correct. And yet it looked like the heavens would be closed. No platform, no resources, no nothing. Sometimes you don't need to do anything new. Just stay where you are. You know, there's this itch that our generation has that anytime things are not working, it may mean I need... No. The strategy is right. It is how it works. Stay. Stay. This is a word... This is the spirit of prophecy to exhort you. Some of you, every week, while you are on your way coming for Koinonia, people just look at you and say, oh dear, what an apology. Look at this man. You are going to this place every day. One trouser, one this. Sometimes it can be your loved ones. Won't you move forward? The more you know God, the more you are failing. Except it is not the God of the Bible. And accept it is not the word of God. Be patient. Be patient with God. For when I am tried as gold, my brothers and my sisters, until his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. You see, this purging is important because the Bible says, but our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, It says that it worketh in us a far more exceeding weight of glory. Then it says, while we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal. See, let me tell you, a day will come, you that is looking at me, you will give out cars. A day will come, you will look at your bank account and get down on your knees and say, where did this come from? See, all these things people chase after that, they used to intimidate you. Be patient. No man has the monopoly of the blessings of the Lord. Be patient. Climb your bike with honor. Pastor, you're on that bike. Wave them with honor. Don't feel stupid. They said, Pastor, now let me hide the Bible. Climb. One day they will be waiting for a bike. And a bike will not come. But what will come is not a car, it's glory. You will come in a way. Was it not with a triumphant entry that Jesus entered Jerusalem? They saw the Son of Man as a baby in a manger, but they will soon see the Son of Man with power and glory coming with chariots. Listen, if you are sick here, don't kill yourself. You are not the first to be sick. You are not the first believer to be sick. If finances are not working, take it easy. Whatever it is that has happened, be patient. You were so embarrassed, you told a lie that your house was not your house, it was your neighbor's house, because you don't want people to know that you are still in one room. Be patient. I will stay all the days of my appointed time. I will stay. Let me pray a prayer for you and we'll wrap up today. Please stand. You don't have to kneel. Number one, I pray the prayer that Jesus prayed. He said, Peter, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat. He said, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. My first prayer for you tonight, may your faith not fail. Listen to me. By this prayer, stop all those nonsense talk. God, where are you? He's still there. I pray, may your faith fail not. House rent is too small an issue to probe God and shout around. No. He's an ever-present help. Don't ask God, where are you? You may not see him. You may not see the results. But in the name of Jesus, may your faith be strong. Number two. The pruning and the dealing that must bring you to the place of glory. I pray that no matter how you cry, may grace come on you to pass through it. There is a cup that we must drink of, and there is a baptism we must be baptized by. In the name of Jesus, the grace to pass through the fire that will refine you. Number three, I pray for you. That what is your shame today, in the name of Jesus, may that become your glory and your trophy tomorrow. The anointing that is hidden in your pain, the anointing that is hidden in your shame, the anointing that is hidden in your darkness, the anointing of your destiny is not in a jar, it's in your pain. The anointing of your call is not in a bottle, it's in a shameful tragedy that may be somewhere there. But let me tell you this, may you not only pass through it, may you find the oil, may you find the grace. I pray for you the kind of fruitfulness that your life begins to command in the days that come. I prophesy, may there be nothing short of a wonder. Yeah. The grace to shut your ears at the mockings of men. The grace to shut your ears at what people are saying and focus on your training. I release that grace upon you. And the final prayer I want to pray for you is that when your seasons come, may no power of darkness prolong your season by a second. When your season comes to an end, let it end there, oh, that no power will add like 30 years to your 400 years in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive grace to continue. Receive grace to be consistent. Receive grace to be unbending. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for tonight. This is Koinonia, a house you have so glorified. We bless you for the prayers. We bless you for the word. In Jesus' name. Please be seated. God bless you.
We believe you are mightily blessed. To connect with the ministry and get more from Apostle Joshua Selman, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Koinonia ENI. To stream Koinonia Live, go to mixlr.com/koinonia-radio.
And download the teachings on koinoniasermons.org. For questions and inquiries, call 0814-721-4444 or 0907-777-7853. We love and celebrate.